Report: Jeffrey Epstein hoped to cryogenically freeze penis, seed the human race with his DNA. By Joshua Kaplan on July 31, 2019. Wealthy investor Jeffrey Epstein reportedly possesses a long-standing fascination with transhumanism. The concept that technology can help humans transcend the limitations of their mortal bodies. And hope to seed the human race with his DNA by impregnating women at his New Mexico ranch. He also discussed his desire to have his head and penis cryogenically frozen. Epstein is accused of sexually abusing dozens of underage girls in the early 2000s. A judge denied him bail earlier this month, ruling that he might flee the country if released. The judge also said Epstein is a danger to the public because of his uncontrollable urges to engage in sexual conduct with underage girls. According to the New York Times, the financier discussed his scheme to impregnate women with several scientists over the year. The newspaper reports there is no evidence his plans were ever put into motion. Mr. Epstein's vision reflected his long-standing fascination with what has become known as transhumanism, the science of improving the human population through technologies like genetic engineering and artificial intelligence. Critics have likened transhumanism to a modern-day version of eugenics, the discredited field of improving the human race through controlled breeding. Interviews with more than a dozen of his acquaintances, as well as public documents, show that he used the same tactics to insinuate his way into an elite scientific community, thus allowing him to pursue his interests in eugenics and other fringe fields like cryogenics. One adherent of transhumanism said that he and Mr. Epstein discussed the financier's interest in cryogenics, an unproven science in which people's bodies are frozen to be brought back to life in the future. Mr. Epstein told this person that he wanted his head and penis to be frozen. Epstein's attorneys would not comment on the Times report when asked for comment. The report's publication came after Epstein listened passively in court as a judge said he won't face trial on sex trafficking charges before June 2020, and more likely a few months afterward. There was no mention at the Manhattan federal court appearance or any visible sign of injuries after the 66-year-old was found on the floor of his cell last week with neck bruises. Assistant U.S. Attorney Allison Moe urged a June trial date for the man accused of arranging to have sex with girls as young as age 14, saying there is a public interest in bringing this case to trial as swiftly as possible. U.S. District Judge Richard M. Berman said a trial projected to last 4 to 6 weeks could tentatively begin June 8, but he will likely defer to defense lawyers' needs if they are not ready. Epstein has remained at the Metropolitan Corrections Center, which is adjacent to the downtown Manhattan courthouse. He has pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking charges that carry the potential for up to 45 years in prison. The Associated Press contributed to this report.